I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Wednesday and welcome to our meditation practice of the week. When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Let's dive right in. So wherever you are, let's give ourselves a little bit more space today. So finding a comfortable place to sit, but go ahead and lengthen the spine a little bit. And sometimes the way to get there and still feel comfort is to sit on a little cushion or a folded up blanket or any shape where you have the creases of the hips slightly higher elevated than your knees. Just helps to elongate the back and allows us to root in through the sit bones a little bit deeper. So getting comfortable and then sensing in your body that connection that you have from your seat to the earth right now. And see if you can actually increase that connection a little bit. So just rooting down through the seat, sensing the parts of your body that connect to the ground in this moment. And then maintaining that as an anchor, start to rise a little bit taller through the crown of the head. So you're sitting up tall, but we don't have to exaggerate, right? We want to find comfort within the space and find space within the comfort. And your eyes can softly close, or you can just soften your gaze or gaze within. And from this place here now, I want you to sense the length within your body in this seat. So again, noticing that connection that you have to earth and the spaciousness from that point all the way up through the crown of the head. And imagining the crown of the head is rising just a little bit taller up to the heavens above. And experiencing this connection between these two points, right? Our ability to ground and root and to be here in the material world. And our ability to rise up and connect to something higher, something bigger than us. That divine connection. And also the connection that we have with the divinity within each of us. And you can allow the breath to grow a little bit deeper here as well. Just keeping that soft inhale and exhale flowing through the nose. And one cycle of breath at a time, allow the breath to slow down. One cycle of breath at a time, allow all of your awareness to remain within the body. And if it feels good, you can continue moving your awareness from your seat up to the crown of the head and from the crown down to the seat. And do that a few times, just sensing that infinite amount of space and that connection between earth and sky, that connection between human and divine. And notice inside of yourself, the moment you begin experiencing a little more spaciousness, which could manifest itself just with a feeling of a bit of relief. Or you might notice it as a little more silence inside of yourself, or just a longer space between the thoughts that are passing through your mind. It could be just a gentle softening of the heart, of the belly. Just noticing that experience of space that comes along with being here right now. And notice what it feels like to just invite this spaciousness into your own body. To practice grounding your awareness in the present moment. To sense this connection between your seat and the crown. To feel very present here in this human form, while also through the spaciousness and through the rising, connecting to something even greater than this. And noticing now in your next breath, that opening inside, that quiet space inside, that stillness, that spaciousness, and just allowing it to be here the way it is. Have to try to elongate it or try to hold on to it or try to shift or change anything at all. Just dwell here for a little bit. Give yourself that permission to just be here with this breath, present here now, just the way you are. And let's take one more long, slow breath in. And gently exhale it out. Take a final moment just to place a hand to your heart. Make a connection to your heart space. And through the palm of your hand, send yourself some gratitude for gifting yourself these few minutes of grounding, these few minutes of cultivating awareness and space. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in with me today. I hope you have a grounded rest of the day. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.